Was of Zen.
I'm being recorded. I don't know why. That's a frightening thought. Anyway, this chapter for me was so full of thoughts and ideas that I really feel challenged to talk about it. And I guess the best thing I can do is give you my best understanding of Mizumi's observations. So, the three pillows of Zen, or the three pillars of Zen. These two concepts create some mental pictures that could be considered opposites. However, although pillars imply something concrete that upholds a structure, we can also think of them as something offering support. Now, pillows, on the other hand, seem to me soft and squishy and relaxing. And if rather than juxtaposing the two concepts, one integrates the two, we realize something else. Gentle support in our practice, something not constricting. Now, Dogen Zenji was adamant about ceaseless practice. But he also looked on it as something more gentle than rigid. In the Fukan Zazengi, he writes, "The Zazen I speak of is not learning meditation. It is simply the Dharma gate of repose and bliss." So there are these three pillar pillows, the first of which is samadhi or concentration. The second is to forget the self. And the third is what Mizumi terms actualization. He writes that samadhi equates to concentration, focusing on something. To me, it is just the act of being, just being in our meditation and in our daily lives. And being is just really, our own basic and essential nature. Now, next is evenness, which is basically accepting things as they are. And I think a major corollary or corollaries are equanimity and balance. And then, third is to properly perceive externals. Now, I know I often refer to my ancient dictionary when I give talks. In this case, I really did have to look up externals. And it is those things which exist independently of the mind, things as they are, not as our minds conceive them. Mizumi writes that this process is always gradual and takes effort until the effort becomes effortless. And a result is to keep the mind transparent, purely clear, nothing to see there, fully open and available, a way of freeing ourselves. Paraphrase the first paragraph, and in reference to Dogen Zenji, I think to forget the self is to clarify one's own life, to really begin to see who I truly am. And in a sense, there is a reason for that I will discuss a little later. The second pillow is to forget oneself. Now, if you're a senior citizen, that's a frightening thought. The second pillow is to forget oneself, which is from the second paragraph of the Genjo Koan, the first fascicle of the Chobo Genzo. You've heard it before, but here it is again. When one studies Buddhism, one studies oneself. When one studies oneself, one forgets oneself. When one forgets oneself, one is enlightened by everything, and this very enlightenment breaks the bonds of clinging to both body and mind, not only for oneself, but for all beings as well. If the enlightenment is true, it even wipes out clinging to enlightenment. Now, in the Fukan Zazengi, Dogen adds this: you should therefore cease from practice based on intellectual understanding, pursuing words and following after speech, and learn the backward step that turns your light inwardly to illuminate yourself. Body and mind of themselves will drop away, and your original face will be manifest. If you want to attain suchness, you should practice suchness without delay. To me, this is basically what practice of just being is that I mentioned earlier. Just being, my basic essential nature. Or as Taizan Mizumi writes, simply forget the self and be this life. And then maybe we can begin to experience a different type of freedom or emancipation for ourselves. Finally, the third pillar is what he terms actualization. I thought, huh? Back to the dictionary. There it was. Actualization. Being, existing, or acting at the present moment, right here, right now, right where things are just as they are. But there's a caveat that could be easily overlooked in this chapter, and a caveat that I think is the most important point. He writes, just living in a realized way is still not enough. We must share together with each other. So, to actualize is to be engaged, to take action from a standpoint of total clarity. Eventually, in relation to others, the actualization takes the form of the Brahma Viharas. Loving kindness, equanimity, sympathetic joy, and compassion. That is actualization. Thank you.
Zoshi, thank you for the wonderful talk. And the only thing I wanted to share, I've been sitting for a very long time, that you put that in such a quick little statement, but it took me a very long time. That's what I
Well, thank you, Gary. That was a wonderful talk. For not knowing what to do, you or what to say, you did a really good job. You said a lot in a short time. So I was, I thought that was astute, because referring to the pillows is, because it reminded me back to what Reb said about concentration, that it's being present to the way things are, but being open and receiving whatever shows up and being kind to our distractions, because if we're kind to our distractions, we become more tranquil. And he says that that's the main thing. We're observing everything in a state of tranquility. That's the key. And also giving away the bliss, and how we can notice that we're giving away a sense of being a separate self as we give away the bliss. And I was in Paris a few weeks ago, and I'd never been there before. So I was, it was pretty blissful. And I gave myself permission to be a bliss ninny for a while. So for the week I was there, kind of a bliss ninny, but I was aware of it. I was mindfully being a bliss ninny, so it was all right.
You didn't beat a drum, I hope.
No.
Sochi, thank you for your beautiful talk. I like that you emphasize the gentleness of practice. I always think of pillows as soft but supportive, because if I don't have the right pillow and I fall asleep, my neck hurts the next day because I wasn't supported well. So I think that practice can be foundational and supportive, but if it's not gentle, then it's really a task and not a practice, and it could turn into something that encourages grasping and clinging and a lot of disturbance. But if it's gentle, like what you described, it can be so supportive and beautiful for the rest of your life off the cushion. So thank you for that.